let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, thank you for joining us on the program today. The highly acclaimed science fiction novel Evolution, The New Human Abilities, The Blue Geese Book 1 from author Edward Morse, the story of a handful of young runners who call themselves the Blue Geese. Along with their coach, they happen upon a strange blue tree in a wilderness stripped of any living creatures. They have no idea how the incident will change their lives forever. Edward Morse has a dental degree from UF College of Dentistry, served in the U.S. Navy Reserve as a commander until 2018 when he transferred to the Florida Army National Guard as lieutenant colonel. He's coached middle school running and high school distance running, moving up to assist at Florida Gateway College, the father of three who he says have had a significant influence on his life and writing. Edward Morse, author of Evolution, New Human Abilities, The Blue Geese, Book 1, with us on This Week in America. Dr. Morse, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
It's good to be here.
What an imagination. I love this book, and this is just book one of five, and we'll talk about the series during the course of the program. You said one time, if I can only tell stories about the tales I've seen and imagined, well, maybe I can. Where did the story idea come from? Is this something that you sort of like pieced together from some real life experiences?
There is a lot of nonfiction that's involved some of the characteristics of the characters that are in the book. Some personal life experiences of my own, since you'd already mentioned that I have coached for a number of years. Some of these experiences are actual experiences mixed with a whole bunch of nonfiction.
I guess when you're
I
was going to say, I guess when you're running, you've got some time to think and to come up with the ideas, and you're outdoors and you're looking around, and all these ideas come to you. Talk about where the story begins. Off for what, a Saturday run? You're running off of road. Pick it up from there. And how does the whole story start?
Well, that part is the fictional part of what happens actually on the run. But where it all started from is when we would be out on long runs, and I ran typically with the girls in middle school because they're actually the faster runners than guys are until the guys start to mature. So we would be out on long runs, and they would be their typical chatty selves. They would just start talking about all kind of strange, unusual things. And one of our runs, they started talking about what would it be like if we had some magical ability. So they decided what their little magical abilities were going to be, and they went into talking about different stories, and they never came up with as much of the plot as what the book actually was, but they gave me some ideas. Now, I had never been a big reader even when I was growing up, and had never really imagined myself at all ever writing anything, but it got to a point where I was sitting at work one time, which in the prison system, which I work in, that's not always busy all the time. So I had a little bit extra time that I was sitting down, and I thought, well, what would it be like if I actually started putting this into a book? So I started writing, and as things were going on, because it was almost like I was still working with these kids, and in fact, indeed I was, but it's almost like these events were happening in our lives at that time. So I guess I've got an active imagination, having grown up with five other brothers. We did a lot of imaginary things outside, building our own cities and a pile of dirt and other things. So all these things, all these just kind of wound together into a web of stories, which included this one, Evolution, New Human Abilities. And these kids are out. They find an unusual path that just almost seems to appear out of nowhere. When they follow that path, as you'd mentioned, they find a very unusual looking tree, and they decided that they were going to investigate this tree. Now it results in a situation where they all basically pass out and wake up later and are all rather confused as to what happened, and the story goes from there. And I don't really want to give away the whole story, But they develop some abilities that are not quite natural to normal life as we know it, and they have challenges that they have to overcome, the classic foe that they have to outsmart or outwit or overcome, and it continues on to If I said too much more about it, then it would
Well,
give away the end of the story. But
yes. It's just you have to, as a reader, have this unfold in your mind as you're reading the story and how these young people all handle this. We're talking about the book Evolution: New Human Abilities, Bloogie Book 1 of 4. Am I saying that correctly? Bloogie's book.
Bloogie, Blue Geese, any of the it's that's one of the nice things about books is that you can come up with your own vocabulary or whatever, how
Yes,
you want to
you
pronounce
can
it.
make
But
it whatever you want. And for Googling
correct.
purposes, it's Bluegee. This is a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price. Available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes and Noble, Page Turner Press, and Media Direct bookstore orders. Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And not just book one, but as I understand, all 5 books in the series are now available.
Correct. Yes, I'd written 4 books, and I guess the time frame was in 2012 when I wrote the first 4 books. And this was all within a 6 to 8 month period of time that I wrote them. And then I wrote the fifth book in last year. And it was almost like I had said, these stories almost made themselves. And once I'd done a lot of thinking about it, the fifth book, which actually is titled The Beginning, is actually how this all really came about. And it was interesting. If you love twists and turns, that's probably the best thing I can say about these books. Most of the time, you're not going to figure out what's going on until you get into them.
That's the fun part. And by the way, there is a website. The author website is author Edward Morse, MORSE.com. Information on all 5 books there. And you can link on to all those when you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That's one of the things in all the reviews that jumps out is they really enjoyed the twist and turns. How much fun was that for you in writing this book? Because you grab our hand, you're taking us in one direction, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, I'm going to trick these people now, and you take off in another one. We're never really quite sure, and we figured that out early on, that what we think is going to happen next necessarily is not going to happen next. How much fun was that writing this story with all the twists and turns, all the plot changes that you've got there?
Probably the best way to describe that is my daughter Bridget, who's one of the main
Oh,
characters,
yes.
was my initial reader. I have every day that I would write something, I would send her the transcripts, and she would read over them. And there is one point in there, she was about ready to kill me. She said, "Dad, how can you do this? How could you do this?" And I said, just keep on, just keep on. So that gives you a little bit of a idea, especially the first book.
Yeah, one review said, exciting reading, having him laugh the first chapter, crying by the fourth, scratching his head, what next? The following chapter, can't wait for the other books in the series to come out. So you've really got us going through the whole gamut of emotions here as well, don't you?
Yes. I can say that I've never been much for ultimate tragedies, some of the Shakespearean things and some of the other stuff like that. So if you're worried about losing your best friends, they do carry on through the whole series of books. In fact, I have begun a sixth book that's going to take probably a little bit of time. I'm going to see how these other books do. Eventually I'll write it. And so we have not seen the end of the Bloogies. They will continue on, and that is one of the things, the few series of books that I have read. They keep those main characters, to me personally, makes the books more fun to read.
Yes, the characters are relatable, and we can follow these from book to book. And it's interesting because if you read book 4 or 5, you're still finding out things that you really didn't know. So you're introducing us to new storylines, to new aspects of the characters. Evolution, New Human Abilities, the Bloogies book 1 is what we're talking about specifically, but there are 5 in the series. We'll go down through all of those before we leave the program today. Available at the usual places that I had mentioned. We'll go through that list again. And of course, at his website, Edward Morse, the author, edwardmorse.com. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you started on this book, the original, did you know in your mind, okay, this story is going to continue? I think I can do a series of 4 or 5 books.
I kind of figured I could because of the direction we're going. There's as you get to know other characters, especially like Cassie, that just, and everybody has probably met this type of person before, that is
Yes.
just, yeah, she's got an unbelievable imagination herself. You could technically go anywhere with that type of character. So I even mentioned it in some of the books and some of the backs of the books, I think it is, that I haven't even tapped into the real strange and unusual. So one of these days, when I have some definite time to really contemplate and think about it, I'm probably going to try to step out into the really strange and unusual and see how far I can go with that.
What is that like from an author standpoint, when from a creative standpoint, when you're there trying to write the book? You talk to authors and they're doing like a one book, and then towards the end they've got to wrap everything up, and sometimes it's rather difficult. It's a challenge to go back and do that. A challenge sometimes to end the storyline and end the characters. The fact that creatively you can go on as long as you want with these characters has to give you a chance to really draw out these storylines, I would assume.
Right. When I was writing the first book, I actually had to develop a flow chart to keep up with exactly everything that was going on. So I would keep the names and their abilities and everything on that flow chart so I could always go back. I like to keep things consistent. I don't like to have something that you mentioned sometime later on and it's like, ooh, no, that's not right. That's not really there. So having that to back myself up all the time has been a lot better. But as you were mentioning, be able to take these characters and continue to develop them and continue to have them learn and grow, and people it's almost like they become your family. And there's so much more that I can do with it because there is not an end to those characters. I can always bring in new characters, and that's really what happens with each one of the subsequential books, is we bring in somebody new, or they have to then show their life. But I have no limit to what I can do, and it makes it really enjoyable. I'm not going to kill these characters off.
Well,
So.
that's nice to know. There's nothing worse than when you get a character that you really have some empathy for, and all of a sudden that character is gone, and you lose a little bit of the book as you're going through that. So it's nice to know that the main characters that we come to really enjoy during the book series will continue. The first book I mentioned is Evolution. Let's go back and talk about the other books in the series. Bloogie, book number two. Offers us some new thing, what some new abilities that they have. So it really continues the story then.
Right, and I've got a copy of it here. It's the glare on it may be a little bit much, but the cover of the book is going to give it away a little bit because you kind of have a world that's in somebody's hands.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can get a little bit of an idea of what it is. Maybe that's a little bit of a spoiler, but it's not. It's definitely worthwhile reading into it. So they have the abilities that they were completely unaware of a possibility by the time they end the first book, and they take these abilities and they start creating things of their own. And
Yeah.
so that's what that second book is.
I would call
And
that more of a tease than a spoiler because, okay, now you have our interest. We want to find out exactly what that is. Book three is Immortality Lost, and they really face the unexpected in this series, this book, don't they?
right, so we've got the Immortality Lost, and I really appreciated Paige Turner. They came up with excellent book cover
Yes.
ideas. Yes. I gave them some basic ideas of what I was looking for, and they came up with some unbelievable things. So again, it's a little bit of a tease again. You got the understanding that they've become immortals, and this is one of those that's got some twists in it. This is a challenge to maintain their mortality or immortality. So that's the basic storyline behind the third book, Immortality Lost.
Another one in the series is Yellow. Give us just sort of an overview of Yellow, because I like the concept of this.
Okay, so in the first book, it introduces a character that's the Siamese cat. I personally have allergies to cats where my eyes don't appreciate it very much, but all throughout the time when I've had kids, we've had cats in and around the house. And yellow is another, is kind of a enduring term for one of the Siamese cats we had. And some of the playful things that the kids would talk about with this cat, they would have it communicating with us, and he was actually classified as a Peach Point Siamese, I think it is. And so they would also often call him yellow because he kind of looked a little yellow rather than peachy color.
That yes.
So this is this his character, and he's immortalized by the Blue Geese as well. And this is a creation of his, a world of his, which is kind of a reversal role. And it has some very interesting twists and turns in it as well.
I mentioned in the beginning the with the three children and their impact on your life and your writing. Talk about that. Obviously, the household cat as well. This really sort of a family venture here, isn't it?
Correct. Yes. And it's mostly just the two girls in the family. I do mention some other family members and so forth, but it's mainly the two girls that did a lot of running. Both of them went on to run briefly in college. Not, unfortunately, as much as the first book indicated, because everybody was still in middle school and high school when the first books were written. And that's another thing, incidentally, in the web page. I do plan on talking about other things if anybody is actually curious what the real life people are doing or the real life characters are doing. So that's something I hope to get a blog eventually, or just do it on the website itself.
Well, and that website is author Edward Morse, MORSE.com. And the fifth book in the series, I won't say the final book because you tease us. In fact, at the end of the book, you talk about, I may not be done yet with this ride. I still got, as you mentioned, Cassie to dig into. The beginning goes back and answers some questions we may have had since we read the first book in the series.
Well, incidentally, all of them, and this is the copy of it, kind of like the beginning of a universe.
Yes.
So it talks, as I said, I don't want to spoil the whole thing, but it does talk about how everything really got started, and it's a twist. I highly doubt too many people will figure it out before it happens, but it's interesting when I was writing it. Everything that I had done in the first books, never even having an idea that I would go to this last book or the beginning, everything worked out so perfectly in every bit of writing that I did. So that was just happen chance or pure luck. I'm not sure which it was, but it was a real fun book to write. It's a little bit shorter than the rest of them, but it has a pretty quick and interesting storyline to it.
It would seem like this is really a good time for you now. You've got the five books out there doing well, excellent reviews, coaching now at the college level. This has to be a fun experience for you. Everything you're going through in life now, and I'm guessing everything else on the outside sort of makes its way into the writing process as well, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah, all the experiences, it's more information to draw on. And as I get closer to getting to a point where I can semi-retire, the writing is what I would intend to do more of, and more of a hobby. Yeah, if it ever turned into something that I made a big killing off of, that'd be great. But I'd do it more for just the fun of it, if nothing else.
Well, I see a movie or a TV series out of this. We're talking the first book in the series, Evolution. New Human Abilities, The Blue Geese Book 1, Edward Morse, the author, a republished book now available for sale in ebook and paperback at its lowest retail price, available for sale in all Amazon sites, Barnes & Noble, Page Turner Press and Media Direct Bookstore Orders, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in UK, Booktopia in Australia, New Zealand, and a lot more. And not just book one, all of the books in the series are available there, also at the website authoredwardmorse.com. You mentioned before Page Turner and the work they did on the book covers, which are so important to capturing sort of the attention. You know, people are drawn to that, and suddenly they start paying attention to the book and realize this is something I'd like to read. What has the experience been like working with Page Turner during this process?
Well, probably the best way to describe it is I originally had, when I first started publishing, I went with a different company, and I'm not going to mention anything specific about them. The cover was not very great. I mean, if somebody goes on Amazon, they'll probably find that book as well. The content on the inside of the book, the editing was not as good as what I had anticipated it should have been. There's some pretty significant incorrect words and misspellings and so forth like that on the in the first edition that was published. So Page Turner is very upfront. They let you know exactly what's going on from the beginning. They don't have any surprises, some twists, turns, extra charges for this, that, and the other. They've got a very excellent staff that works on the covers themselves. There was the only book that I had to ask for them to do something different on was the beginning. They had a good cover, but when I suggested a few little changes, I came out with more than what I expected on it. It turned out very good. It's literally like the beginning of a universe.
Well, this
The
is.
color scheme, everything is really good with what they've done.
Yeah, they really
It really
capture the eye and do an excellent job with that. The book, the series is on the Blue Geese. The first book is Evolution: New Human Abilities, the Blue Geese Book One. Edward Morse is the author. That's Morse. Book again available at all the locations I mentioned. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all that information, including the author's website, authoredwardmorse.com. Dr. Morse, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Hopefully we can do it again. Love the series. Can't wait for even more. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you. With us on the program, Edward Morse, author of Evolution, The New Human Abilities, The Blue Geese Book One. His website, once again, is authoredwardmorse.com. You'll find it all at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.